Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
G'day family, taking another look at the traffic. There are still various intersections with traffic signals blacked out throughout Cannington and Welshpool. Some of the major ones are Wrong Road and Pilbara Street and Welshpool Road, Hamilton Street and Kewdale Road in Cannington. Western Power are aware, but just slow down and give way to your right. Looking now at the freeways, southbound run, busy Ocean Reef Road through to Whitford Ave, Warwick Road through to Reed Highway and Cedric Street down to Hutton Street. So a bit stop start there, the northbound run, so Ancadale Road and then Farrington Road through to Cranford Avenue. So please drive safely. And that's the latest from Main Roads.
Good on you, Callum. Yeah, stay safe on the roads, family. It's a bit hot and it's a bit... Indeed. People get a bit steamed up. Indeed. But you were talking about the slip, slop, slap, slide, seek.
Yes.
Look at me.
Oh, look at you go.
And Kevin from Currumbine added another one.
Yeah.
Slurp.
Slurp. Water.
For water.
I'd probably go with sip.
Oh, sip.
Slurp. It's been an uncomfortable word.
Well, when it's this hot, you do slurp water. You're just like literally like a dog in a bowl. Like you just literally.
I want to talk about this later. Yeah, there's like just normal words in life that just make you feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
We'll talk about later.
Yeah, okay.
But as I was saying before.
Yeah, you want to talk about something? What's been going on for you? You had a bit of an aha moment or something?
I had a real point of realization, right? Yeah. So I'm what, 30? I'm nearly, I'm 32 in April.
Oh, gee.
I know,
tough.
Right? I know. Oh, what have I done with my life? Plenty. And I realised when I dropped Ruby off at school the other day.
Yes.
On Tuesday. A lot of other dads there.
Right? Oh, that's nice.
A lot
I'm
of dads.
Yeah,
yeah, it was nice.
That's good.
Actually a nice, like, healthy split of mums to dads. As
great.
Well. But I realised that a lot of hot dads. A lot of real fit unit dads, right? And I've realised right. that, look, I've never been, ever, like since I was a kid, a fit person.
What
ever.
What do you mean? I'm sure you've been healthy.
No.
Like, never?
No, not really. In the lead up to my wedding, I like, yeah. I like ran and like did like mild weights.
You ran. What did you do running wise? Like
you know, I put left foot in front of the right and
yeah,
I ran.
Yeah, but did you like run somewhere?
I did treadmill. No, I did treadmill.
Okay.
I would do like a kilometre of running, a kilometre of walking, a kilometre of running.
Look at you.
Yeah, I did five of those three times a week. And then I would lift weights. I don't know what I was doing. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, you know, that's probably the only time in my whole life that I've been like intentionally active that hasn't been like a team sport when I was younger.
Okay.
Apart from my sporting, you know, prowess late last year where I joined that soccer team. And I played, I think I played three times.
And we heard you whinge about it for days yes. afterwards.
So it made me realise.
Yeah.
And since starting radio in the mornings, definitely put on weight.
Well, that's a common known thing. Did I not give you guys
you
warning?
Did.
I told you,
you
and Leon at
yeah.
the early start of
this
the year last year.
Yeah.
That it has a tendency because yep. tiredness makes you crave
carbs. It's not hash browns at all times.
Yes.
Give me hash browns.
Oh,
now.
Stop it.
We're not getting hash browns.
Oh, we do. We good. Do too. But anyway,
now,
moving
look,
on.
I've already put in some steps this year to make myself somewhat healthier.
Good.
I've stopped drinking soft drinks.
That's a big one.
They're gone.
Good one. Good.
Not about it because I drank a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I realize I'm looking at these other dads. I'm like, you know, and I feel like I'm fairly like. Well presented. I feel like I dress well.
Yes.
I'm not a regular dad. I'm a cool dad. You know? But I'm a cool overweight dad. So I think it's time that I do something about it.
Okay.
And I would really like you guys to keep me accountable.
Oh.
Okay.
Look, mate, I am all for being healthy and yeah. I want to see you.
Oh, we know vegans. We know.
I want to see you thrive and survive.
Thrive and survive. That's
so,
hey, 2022. We're going to thrive and survive.
We're going to thrive and survive,
and
family.
You know
we can do this together.
We will thrive and
well,
survive.
Okay. Well, let's look into this and see what we can do, Dan, to help you
yep.
stay fitter and healthier going into your 32nd year.
I just got a text. Chris just texted. Pretty sure I saw Dan at State Swim. Don't need to be fit, but you maybe do your hair once in a while. Wow, all right. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, well, you can still get fit and have good hair.
You can
let's
also
be honest.
You can say hi if you want, Chris. That's cool, too.
All right, well, we will keep you accountable. Let's
yeah.
look into this. Family, if you've got any ideas for Dan.
What can I do?
to keep fit and how to keep him motivated, let us know. 9313-0985 or 0429-985-985. We'll give him some encouragement if you've been there.
Joke's on you, Chris. I did do my hair. This is what I want it to look like. .985 Kirsty and Dan for breakfast. Dan and his undone hair.
we're talking about you had
how hard
this
it
epiphany.
Is to do your hair at 4:45 in the morning. Can't see. I don't have a mirror where I'm getting.
We're on radio. He's been sold a lie. He's been sold a lie that he thought radio was just you don't have to do anything, but that's not true.
So, anyway.
Dan, you had an epiphany that some of the dads dropping their kids off at kindy were pretty hot,
you know.
Pretty fit.
Keeping it tight. Keeping it tight. Looking good, you know? A couple of them, like, pretty big units.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I think I need to become fit. I think it's time.
Well, I think it's not just about how you look, Dan. It's about how you feel.
And if I was, like, super, like, cut, I'd feel sick. No, I don't.
I feel You'd fine be right strutting now. Around.
I feel fine right now. But also, like, you know what it's like when you got two kids. Mm. Running after them is tiring.
Well, I honestly don't think I needed to do anything other than be a mum when the kids were little.
Yeah.
It's so physical.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, and just bringing the shopping in, I'd carry literally 10 bags on each arm just as a fitness thing.
Literally
like,
10 bags on each arm.
Like, you know, like when you've got the shopping in the back
literally.
Of the... Yeah, yeah. You know when...
You did not have 20 bags
No, mate,
shopping.
I'm telling you. When you'd see the back of the car full and you'd go... My goal is to do it all in one trip, and you drag yourself through that
door.
You didn't get the
the house assistant to come help. Anyway, yes, so I think it's time that I get off my backside and I get moving.
So you want to be motivated because you've tried this before, you reckon, and it hasn't worked out for you, or you've just never tried.
I've just never really tried because I just don't have any motivation. That's the problem.
The motivation.
The motivation's the problem.
Well, we put a shout out to the family if there's anything you want to share with Dan to encourage him or something that worked for you.
Teresa has given us
a
call. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, guys. Happy days to you.
Happy Thursday
for you, Teresa. So what do you want to share with Dan?
I work in the classroom, and when we mark the kids' work, we do two hearts and a star, and the two hearts are two positives, and the star is something you need to work on. So you might want to write up a bit of a diary how you do day to day. Today, I did great on running. Today, I ate well. Tomorrow, I actually shouldn't reward myself with a bowl of ice cream. So just the two positives and something to work on. More positives than negative, but reality as well.
Oh, that's really good. Two hearts and a star. That's a great idea. It's almost like, you know, like when they say for every negative, you should give like 9 positive
affirmations. Well, it's the compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, that, or what's the feedback sandwich? Chella, our content director, does it all the time. Hey, this was really good.
Yeah, really, really good.
This was terrible.
But we're really happy with you there.
Exactly. Thanks so much for your call, Teresa.
So that would motivate you. Like, two hearts and a star. Maybe you should motivate that and put that into you.
I do love stickers.
Do you?
That's, yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, you can stick yourself.
Things are coming in, guys. Are saying, Claudia said, "I."
She went into a boot camp kind of class.
That hardcore, the one with the circuit.
Yeah, so circuit like a circuit ones. One where it's like 45 minutes of pain and agony.
13-centimeter waist in 7 weeks.
What?
No, I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, she just lost a lot of weight around her middle. Not cheap, but 100% worth it. And she has a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So kids are no excuse. Claudia,
Claudia.
Go, girl.
You go.
That is amazing. All right. Well, so I think we need to really consider.
I need a motivator. Do you want to come to the gym?
Oh, well, I already go to my classes.
Oh, I'm not invited to your fancy Pilates thing.
Well, you're welcome to join, but I mean, I I'm happy to keep you positive.
Okay. Hey, Leon, you just started going, you're a gym boy now. Can I come with you? No. All right.
Well, you know what?
That's fine.
Let's try and find someone who can do it with you.
Can you produce me up a personal trainer, please? Thank you.
All right.
Say you'll be there. Spice Girls taken away. I'm just going to be sitting over here looking through personal ads, seeing if you want some personal training me.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.